Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Roger.
And this is
I hate that.
I love it. This is episode 582. We haven't seen each other in almost 3 weeks. Well, we haven't recorded in like 3 weeks, right?
Cinco, ocho, dos. Yeah. Has it been 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's been the week before Thanksgiving, so...
Oh, yeah, three Sundays. So well, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be the second.
You are listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, on the west side. West side.
What?
Well, northwest side.
Northwest side. What? And I just want to say this before we get into like voicemails and all that stuff. How much are we loving the weather right now? Not too cold. Not too hot.
Right.
It's perfect for December.
Well, yes, but then it's like, it's such a tease because then it's like you go outside and you're like, oh, it's warm today. Fuck, my body just got acclimated to this cold ass Chicago. Now I have to get acclimated again to some hot
ass Chicago.
Ass. Ass, ass.
Ass and titties. Ass and titties.
Did you watch that movie? Did you watch 22 Jump Street?
Or 23 Jump Street? No, I don't know.
Oh my God.
But where do I know that from? Because I know that from a different movie or a song.
No,
or
well,
something.
That wasn't that. Well, it's a song, but that okay. There was a sequence in there was a dream sequence in that movie where they took like drugs and they do that ass and titties, ass and titties. For all of you guys that know that or have seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so what's going on? Before you go. Let's get to the...
Well, I was pulling it up.
Wait, what's our... okay.
Calm down, Mary.
Anyway, so...
First, I want to say thank you to all the YouTube people that have been joining, subscribing, people that have been watching. That's amazing.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for all the love that we are getting from you guys. It's been... Not overwhelming, because it's not enough.
Like, until we're on a TV show... It's not good enough.
Right. Until we're getting paid by YouTube, like Angela from Wisconsin.
Right.
No, it's not real.
All right, calm down with the bag.
Sorry.
Because it's really loud. Yeah, okay.
We'll turn down the mic.
So, remember when Luna emailed us?
Yes.
And
Luna.
We needed further...
Luna.
And we needed further verifications. Mm-hmm. Because we wanted to know what happened, right?
Right.
Because her friend was in a car accident... died.
Yes,
and then her friend, another friend
story.
Lived, and then he got sent off to like Colombia or you know wherever country he was from because he didn't get to
Zimbabwe.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Zimbabwe. Hi guys, just a quick clarification email. I don't mind telling.
Are we clear to read that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
She said she doesn't mind telling.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know if it because I know some stories we right. You know we don't want to read out loud.
But anyway. I don't mind telling more about my friend's accident. My friends had both been drinking, so the one was convicted of vehicular manslaughter. I don't remember what his blood alcohol level was, but at the time, I was convinced the alcohol had nothing to do with it, and the shitty car my friend drove must have blown a tire or something. They crossed over two lanes of traffic, went through a guardrail, and down an embankment. My friend didn't feel he had drank enough to drive, or drink enough to have that happen, and we were all fairly careful about not drinking and driving, but who knows. It has been a while since I emailed, but I do still listen. I'm just lazy. Oh, and I do have a small hands, and I would say that they are fatter than they should be. F squared, perhaps. Bye, Luna.
That's awesome.
First off, Luna, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
No other podcast does that.
Right. Yeah, we need to start ripping off people. I mean,
Big Fatty loves it.
Can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you send me the password for Gmail?
No.
Because the one that I have that you sent me.
Oh, so you're finally going to add it? You're going to add it to your mail?
On my computer, thanks.
No, how about you add it onto your phone?
It's on my it's on my phone.
Oh, really? Because it's not. Because I had a listener that texted me and said, oh, I told Roger they had a voicemail. And he was like, what? You sent an email or a voicemail? I was like, yeah, because okay, that asshole has not put record, it onto his phone.
For why, the record.
Why haven't you put it on the phone?
For the record. For the record.
For the record.
Oh, we need to talk about her.
Right.
For the record, I have to say that Judy, because he scolded me on that, because it's not Judy. Apparently, I said Judy, and I'm because the listener who sent us an email sent us
Terry.
Uh-huh. He also sent us an email, and I read his name, or he sent us a review on iTunes, and I read his username incorrectly. Oh. It was Jedi.
Oh, Jedi.
And Judy, you said Judy and Jedi. Well, because I thought it was spelled, for some reason, I thought it was, this is the dyslexic in me. I thought it was I thought it was J-E-W-D-I. So that's why I read it as Judy.
You're Mexican.
Yeah. Well,
put your headphones on.
Yeah.
We have an email or a voicemail.
Yeah, I'm putting them on. We have two.
Yeah. Mm. So you ready?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I got it on the email. I see it on the email.
Is Jews ready?
Yep.
Speaking of Jews.
Good evening, my favorite monkeys. I've decided to make something fancy for you by using something that is called a voice telegram. Yes, I'm so happy to test this out with you. Well, you promised not to name the woman that must not be named, so I promise to send a little tweet, a little voice, mine, to you. And here I am. I'm about to go to bed, but I wanted to say hello, and thanks for a really fun show. It's definitely picking up in terms of excitement, laughter, you know, the things that makes us all go, yes. So I hope you guys will have a good show on the next round. Definitely always welcome this side of the ocean. Yeah. Hope to see you soon. Well, not really about her as such, but at least about you. Enjoy your time. And this is Hendrik calling from Germany.
I mean, can you just be any hotter?
Next time, could you call and say it in German so Roger just creams his panties?
I mean, like,
right now.
I my panties are soaking wet. Yeah.
That's a lot of panties.
I'm not wearing granny panties, goddammit.
Hendrik, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
I love Hendrik. He's probably one of my most favorite people ever.
Oh, god. Like,
and
I just added the Foul Monkeys email to the computer, and It literally just downloaded 3,216 archives on my computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to delete all that.
No. No, because there's stuff in folders that need to stay there.
No, I know. I'm not going to delete anything. I'm just going to...
And let's see. You got me caught off. I lost my
train of thought.
Thank you for calling, Hendrik, and we appreciate it. Even though on the second show, we were like, MC, 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 because we knew... We hadn't talked about MC on the previous show, so
I think we should come up with the code name.
He likes to say butterfly.
Mariposa. Snip, snip.
Is that butterfly in Spanish?
Yes.
How do you say it?
Mariposa.
Mariposa?
Yeah.
Spread your wings, mariposa.
That is such a cute and gay word all together. Right.
Mariposa. All right, you want to do the next phone call?
Sure.
We actually have three calls.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Shit's just falling apart in our studio.
Studio. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Make up a song. Make up a song before this. Your internet is slow. It's taken all forever.
All I want for Christmas
it's taken forever.
Is you. Well, is Jews.
Here we go. Hey, Ricky and Roger. It's Terry in Dallas. So I just got caught up on all the shows finally, and I've got to say, you two breaking out in songs periodically is really screwing with my ability to maintain sanity, because you start a song, and then for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, 5 days, I have that song stuck in my head. And it's very weird when you're trying to have a conversation with someone, and in the back of your head, you've got just random-ass songs going off. So thank you for that. As for your southernness, Ricky, I'm not entirely sure we're going to let you maintain that status, because your southern accent is just, it's too far gone. See, you should be able to slip into it a little bit easier, something like this. Hey, guys. So, when you're from the south, especially when you're from Texas and you live right next to Fort Worth, it's really easy, especially when I'm drunk, to come across like this. I'm kind of babbling now, though. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for randomly getting songs stuck in my head. And I'll probably text you guys here in a little bit. And thank you for calling.
I love it. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you know what? I am Southern. How dare you?
See, it's on there.
Yay!
I just want to let you know that I can be real country real quick. And I don't even have to be drunk. Okay?
I love it. You're like, I don't have to be drunk. Wait, are you drunk right now?
Yeah.
I think we should drink. This fucking life, we should just drink.
Oh my God. Time. We should have a drunky cast.
I told you last time.
But it's hard to come up with a live show, like a time that we can get here, because during the week, it's just way too hard.
No, what I think we should do is maybe you should come over next Friday, and then we will record a podcast on Friday instead of our normal Saturday and record it drunk.
But how am I supposed to get home?
Well, have the provider come drop you off and then pick you up.
Oh, yeah.
He is the provider.
Not going to happen. He's going to drive all... First of all, he says you live in Kazakhstan.
Right. This coming from a fucking Mexican who lived on the south side, please. Tell him to go eat it.
He's never lived on the south side.
I thought he did live on the south side.
No, he lived in Cicero.
That's like south... That's like literally like 15 minutes from over here. It literally okay. is.
Well, that's not south side.
Well, no, it's south side. Yes, there is a difference.
Anyway, Terry, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Terry.
We
I
have
love
another
some Terry.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I want his Terry cloth.
Ew.
All up on my face.
And by Terry cloth, you mean cum cloth. His cleanup cloth. Sure. Or you can be his cleanup cloth.
Well, my throat will.
Oh.
Would you like a sea salt caramel dark chocolate from Dove?
Sure, I'll try one.
I love their inspirational sayings when you open up there. All right, This whole mail thing is taking too long, so let's finish it up.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
We got another phone call. Here we go. Hopefully it doesn't take forever to download.
Sorry, y'all.
You ready, Mariposa?
Mariposa, dumbass.
Mariposa?
Yes.
Hey, Ricky and Roger. Just finished watching Tales from the Road episode.
Oh. Oh, shit.
I don't know why it stopped.
It's probably the internet. My internet is kind of janky.
Today it is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take my phone off the internet, and we'll use the 4Gs.
So to 8. And... Ricky, well, let me start with this. Ricky, you're perfect. Don't change. I love you. You're great.
Aww.
Roger, let's have a little talk.
Uh-oh.
About Nagasaki, Texas. I do not approve of this, sir. I can't. I am
the level of I can't is white girl stupid. I can't right now. I mean, how rude, sir. You and I are going to be having some words tomorrow when you're awake, because, I mean, yes, Texas has its flaws, but, I mean, you've got Joe in Dallas, you have me, and that's just, I can't even with you right now. In fact, I think I'm going to have to go back through, watch Tales from the Road, and take a couple of screen caps and just start tweeting them out, because...
Oh, you're getting hateful.
A no. But Ricky, I still love you. You're great. You're perfect. Don't change. Oh, by the way, this is Terry in Dallas. I'm really bad about introducing myself. Love you guys. Okay. Well, love Ricky. Roger, we'll have to talk.
What did you say about Texas?
I think it was like last week or something. I said something in regards to like Nagasaki in Texas.
Oh, we should bomb them like Nagasaki?
Yeah, because it was like, because it's a horrible state. I did say,
I'm not so much, no, I think we said the state is horrible except for Austin, right? Or something like that.
He lives in Dallas, so it's no consolation.
Well, remember, we can always call and save people before it's bombed, right?
Right.
So, Terry, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And I'm sorry that you were so offended by this Mexican sitting next to me. It's unfortunate, but sometimes it happens.
Yeah. Well, oh well. What's our timing?
Stuff just falling apart up in here. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
What do I do? All right. So we have a few things to talk about. Let me bring up the Trello because I know how to use it now.
Okay, great.
And you need to learn how to use it too.
Yeah, you can teach me.
Because we can see the same things.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
Okay.
So I'll teach you.
Yes, teach me, Ricky.
First, do you want to talk about our Thanksgivings? Because we didn't...
What's our timing?
We are at 17.
Okay. Yeah, we could talk about... I'm going to download the Trello one. We could talk about the Thanksgivings.
So I went to Indiana's.
Okay, great. Indiana. So my Thanksgiving was amazing. No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on. I need to stand up because my butt's hurting. Oh. And I haven't even been here that long.
I mean, you need to stop telling the provider to stop providing you.
Stop providing that. So Tony and I went to Indiana with our dogs to go see Lala and her husband.
How was that?
It was pretty nice. First... It was like a win-win situation.
Why was it a win-win
situation? Because they have a huge backyard, so the dogs could run around and have fun.
Dogs were just like exhausted every day.
Got videos.
Oh, okay.
The second thing that was a win was that Hardee's was a block away, so I got to have a chicken biscuit with cheese every day.
You've had it so much, you're starting to look like one.
Oh. Don't we?
Or is what is it? Ding the bell. Oh, Ricky, so you're, soft.
You're so soft.
I love her.
Oh, you're so needy.
Love her.
I want to sleep on it.
It's like a pillow.
And then there was a Meijer that was right next to there. Oh my god. Why can't we have a Meijer in the city?
Oh, well, there is a Meijer. I mean, it's not close, but there is one.
It is not even close.
Yeah, it's kind of far.
Excuse me. I had to catch my breath. I was so excited.
Girl, she was having a cerebral palsy moment.
We had some Thanksgiving dinner. It was amazing. Thank you, Lala, for hosting us and let us stay at your house. It was awesome. Really appreciate it. I got my new hoodie. I got a new hoodie, you guys, because I don't like wearing the parka.
Parka.
But I had a really thin hoodie that I got from Florida, so that really doesn't work here. So I have this new hoodie from Carhartt, and we were at a Tractor Supply store when we got it. You would have died and gone to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Tony was looking everywhere. You know, he was like looking up. He was like,
trying to find what he could steal.
Tall here. What do they feed them? I was like, corn.
Corn, right? something that's making them grow.
Oh, we saw.
I think that's the reason. I feel like that's the reason why carbs are so bad, because they make you grow,
right,
in every direction.
We saw the Hunger Games.
Oh, so did I. What'd you think?
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Oh, although was a little I think hesitation.
They should have just. I wish everything could have been in one movie. I think they could have put the rest of it into the movie. But
well, I haven't read the books. But I heard
the
that
books
they
are so much better.
But I heard that I heard that they were really close to the book.
No, there's stuff that happens in the book that does not even relate in the movie. Got like it. There's a main character that's in the book that is not even
in the movie. Been mentioned in the movie. Can I just tell you that Effie is my spirit animal? When she every time there was a scene with her, I literally laughed out loud. That my friend, like, he was sitting one person away from me, and he couldn't help but laugh as well every time I started laughing, because she is just so fabulous in that movie. I mean, tell me, why does she look... why is it that every time they pan to her, her headdress would change?
But it was the same shirt.
Right. And her in the final scene, I love the outfit in the final scene. Because it's literally a sweater, like, backwards. And it's like, I mean, it's just, she is my spirit love animal. I love her. She's just amazing.
She's pretty cool.
I love the actress who plays her, but that character is just, I can't wait to see the second one, because I hope they have a lot more of her in there.
It was weird to see the actor that died in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they, because they didn't really close him out in this movie. So I wonder.
No, he's in the next one also.
So they filmed it.
He's in the next one, but I don't think they were able to completely finish that one. So they're going to have to do some, like, projection, like, projections or something.
Or, like, kill that person off. Or, like...
Well, or in the book, he's in it, but things happen, so...
Got it. So I wonder... because this is what I was asking after the movie was done. I thought they filmed both movies, like, back-to-back.
Yeah, they were in the middle of filming it when he passed away. The last part of the movie.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because I didn't know that. Because I thought that his last movie that he filmed was... Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, because then that would be the last full movie that he filmed. He was... Got it. Yeah, that is really going to be interesting as to how they're going to finish. Because I thought the same thing, too, when the movie was done. I was like, well, that's going to be weird because they didn't really end him.
One thing I did not care for is Julianna Moore's contacts. Did she have contacts? Yes, and it's very obvious she had contacts in.
Really? I didn't pay attention.
Because she has dark eyes. Right. So when you put those opaque contact lens on,
you could tell. Yeah, Madonna had those in Evita. And her eyes look really weird.
Yeah.
Because they were like, it was like off center and shit. Well, it was like an unnatural brown.
Because,
you know, like, I mean, no one has dark eyes like that, where they look kind of like blackish. I mean, even if they are really dark, you could still tell that it's an eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
But like hers, when she was doing Evita, like if you notice her eyes, they just look really strange.
That's because Evita was the devil.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Evita! Evita! Thanksgiving was wonderful.
Yes, it sounds like it was amazing.
What about your Thanksgiving? Did you talk about it?
My Thanksgiving was fun. My family came over, and we had Thanksgiving here at my mom, like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was great. We had a lot of food. My mom and I had miscommunication with each other, and so like she wanted me to take out one particular turkey. We had two turkeys.
Oh damn!
And I took out the wrong one, and so we had. And then my cousin was bringing a turkey.
First, how many people were here?
There were like 15,
and three turkeys.
Well, we didn't cook we cooked one of my mom's turkeys, the bigger one, which is the one that everyone ate off of. And then my cousin brought her turkey, the turkey that she had cooked, and then no one ate that one because we had already finished eating by the time she got here. And then the other turkey, my mom didn't want to stick back into the freezer because she was afraid it would get bad. It would go bad. So I told her, I was like, why don't you just hold off and cook it in the next couple of days? And then I was like, so that we'll just have like frozen turkey as protein for a while because right. it's a lot of meat. And she was like, okay. And so that's what we did. So she cooked it on Saturday and then she, you know,
tore it apart.
And now we have tons of turkey for a while, which is great because she's going to make a couple good dishes. So I already gave her some ideas.
Was there any enchiladas?
No. No, we don't like
salsa.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. My mom made like two salsas and we had rice and beans. Like that's about as.
And tortillas.
For those that wanted, yeah. But like that's as far as like tradition. That's like far off of traditional that we are.
Right.
Christmas is where we go a little crazy. Cause then that's like we don't. We'll have like ham and then we'll have chicken wings from a Chinese restaurant. So amazing. And what else did we do? We did like a smorgasbord of like food. Like one time we had masticholi and then another year we had lasagna. Like, I mean, it's just everyone.
It's
just
not like traditional.
Yeah. It's not a traditional Christmas. Like, you know, most people who cook turkey or just like a huge ham or something. Yeah.
No, I love ham and I don't get to cook it.
Oh, we have some.
Is that frozen?
No, it's in the refrigerator.
Wait, that can't still be good from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. Cause it's already pre-cooked. So all you do is put it in the refrigerator. It's
I'll pass.
Oh my god. You have been around a Mexican too long. Here in this house we eat everything until the very end.
Well,
yeah.
Clearly. Clearly. Clearly.
Oh, right. Shut up. A-hole. Other than that, I mean, it was just a normal, you know, Thanksgiving.
Oh, right now. We got to mention it right now. Christmas cards.
Oh yes.
If you guys want a Christmas card from us, which I have to go out and buy today, make sure you add your name to the list. And you can find that list on our Facebook page. Or if you go look back at several tweets from our Twitter account, you'll
and
see
Facebook,
the link
yeah.
and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go add them so that Roger and I can get them out next weekend.
Yes.
So get ready to sign your name. Don't get crazy. Because Roger thinks he's a doctor.
Well, shut up.
And he takes up the whole space.
No, I do not. In. I've been practicing my signature since I was 5. Because I always knew I was going to be a star in Roll the World.
Oh, that's...
So Madonna.
Sad.
I know. Because I'm not getting paid.
So... It's hard being the talent, right?
It totally is.
So make sure you sign up for the Christmas cards. We yes. want to send them out. Last year, we were supposed to do Christmas cards. Didn't quite work out because we didn't get our shit together in time.
I have a question. Has that picture been removed from the Facebook page? Or from the...
Working on it.
Oh.
Working
You're
on
working
it.
On it just like that. The email.
Working on it. So just one more thing. Do we want to talk about... We'll talk about MC in the next episode.
Yes. Because okay. we're at, what, 30 now?
Close to 30, yeah.
Okay.
So everything we have here, we can just
I feel like
about.
This was a janky-ass episode, I have to
it
say.
It wasn't funny, was it?
Well, no, because we spent too much time with the fucking voicemails and all that crap. I mean, I love everyone who sent us stuff. Love
well,
you guys.
Well, maybe we need to break up the voicemails into the different shows.
No.
Instead of doing them all on the first part.
No. We need to get them out of the way at one point. But anyways, in the next episode, we're going to talk the next episode on cereal.
Don't say the name in this one. Because then... Hendrick will call.
Oh, I'm not saying that. No, what I was gonna say was we'll catch up on our weeks, and then we're gonna discuss cereal because we mm-hmm. have to discuss cereal, and then we're gonna discuss the tragedy that was the Christmas
unfortunate
the Christmas lighting in New York.
Right. Don't wow. don't roll your eyes.
Wow. And yeah, that's about it. What else do you want to talk about?
I got a few things to talk about on the Trello.
Oh yes, yes, and then you can. Oh yeah, I have to. Download that app. Tap that app. Oh, yes. And by the way, you guys.
Oh, they're releasing the people for.
I was just going to talk about that. Yeah.
We'll talk about it on the next show.
Yes. Anyway, so deuces. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, let's sing our bye. Bye.
Oh, well, I could have done like. I was trying to think of a. Bye.
Say adios.
Oh. I don't know if I could do that. That's kind of weird.
Do it.
Adios. That was off. Anyways, deuces.
You should have been at the Christmas tree lights special. Lighting special. Oh, I ruined it.
Ugh, dumb.
Bye.
Bye.
Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.